Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury. Now, here's Justin.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman. Glad to have you with us as we are continuing our study we call Reading the Word. And we're in the book of Daniel. The last couple of weeks we have spent studying the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, really the first three chapters of the book of Daniel. And when we ended our study last week, we made a note of how Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are no longer the focal point of the book of Daniel. And now we need to study the man which the book is named after, that being Daniel himself. And so we're going to begin what I call a study of Daniel in the lion's den. But in order to do that, as you know, is commonplace for us here on this program, and anytime I teach and preach, we need to understand the background. We can't just start in Daniel chapter 6. We'll miss some things. So, Daniel chapter 4 is where we'll be beginning today. And I would encourage you to grab your Bible, study along, or read along with us. King Nebuchadnezzar starts out the fourth chapter, and he starts saying how he has this dream. But as commonplace with Nebuchadnezzar and his dreams, people can't interpret them, but Daniel can. And in verse 19, Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astonished for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. The king spake and said, Belteshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation thereof trouble thee. Belteshazzar answered, My lord, or my master, the dream be to them that hate thee, and the interpretation thereof of thine enemies. The tree that thou sawest, which grew and was strong, whose height reached unto heaven, and the sight thereof of all the earth, whose leaves were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt, upon whose branches the fowls of the heaven had their habitation. It is thou, O king, that art grown and become strong. For thy greatness is grown and reaches unto heaven, and thy dominion to the end of the earth. Whereas the king saw a watcher and a holy one coming down from heaven, saying, Hew the tree down and destroy it, leave the stump and the roots thereof in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass, in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beast of the field till 7 times pass over him. That's the dream. And now Daniel says, verse 24, This is the interpretation, O king. They shall drive thee from men. Thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen. And they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven. And 7 times thou shalt pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High, highest capitalized, talking about God, ruleth the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. Whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the roots, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee, after thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. Daniel says, King, it's not that I don't know what the dream is. It's that you're not going to like what I have to tell you. Have we been there before where we have to tell somebody some information that they just don't want to hear? Sometimes that troubles us, troubles our spirits, troubles our thinking process. Maybe we worry, maybe we make ourselves sick over it. But friends, if it's the truth, if it needs to be told, it needs to be told, whether the recipient is going to love it or not. So the interpretation is, King Nebuchadnezzar is going to have his kingdom taken from him, and he is going to dwell in the field as a beast. And verse 28 says, All this came upon King Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. And then all of a sudden, verse 32, he is driven from men. And he goes out in the field. And he literally lives like a wild beast. Verse 33 says, The same hour the thing was fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar. He was driven from men, and he started to eat grass like the oxen do. His body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails were like bird's claws. Here you have the ruler of the Babylonian Empire all of a sudden is reduced to a wild man, if you will, outside, that's acting nothing more than an animal. He has long nails, he's not taking care of himself, long hair, eating the food of the field. And we see this happens because he is not giving God the glory. So verse 34, at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, because really Nebuchadnezzar is telling the story in the fourth chapter, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. Now you think, after everything that's already happened to King Nebuchadnezzar, he wouldn't have had to go through this. When he would have seen how in Daniel chapter 1, Daniel and his friends Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego promised not to eat of the king's meat, and they looked better and they were healthier than those that did eat of the king's food. Or in chapter 2, when Daniel was the only one who could give a true proclamation of not only what the dream was, but what the dream meant, and he praises God then. And then with the showdown in chapter 3, when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego decide to obey God rather than men, you think by now King Nebuchadnezzar would have known better, but he's a pagan at heart, and so he tries to hold on to those paganistic mindsets and paganistic ideals. And so that's basically the fourth chapter of Daniel on the wall. We're going to take our break just a tad bit early, so that way we can hit chapter 5 running on the other side of this break. Stick around here on Reading the Word.
Reading the Word with Justin Reed is sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ. The building is located at 99 Sally Parton Road at the base of Short Mountain, 6 miles off 70 on Short Mountain Road on the left. Join us for Bible study Sunday at 10 a.m., worship at 11 a.m. and 5:30 p.m., with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Welcome back to Reading the Word. Thank you for sticking around. As always, we would be honored if you would come visit us sometime here at the Wood Church of Christ. Let's keep our study going. We're in Daniel chapter 5 now, and I love the story of Daniel chapter 5. You know, if you asked me and you said, Justin, could you list for me some events in the Bible that you would love to be there? The answer is yes. Now, I would really love to be there at any crucial point in the Bible story, but I feel like I would love to see when Jesus walked on the water, or when Jesus went to the cross, although I'd probably be weeping a lot. I know I'd be weeping a lot at that one. I'd love to be there in Exodus, when Moses and Aaron go and confront Pharaoh, and when their rods become serpents and they swallow the other serpents, then turn back into rods. I'd love to see that. I would also love to see when Jericho fell, simply by marching and yelling and not by touching the walls. And another instance I'd like to be in is in Daniel chapter 5. And I'm going to show you why. Belshazzar is introduced to us. He is the king now. He is a descendant of Nebuchadnezzar, so keeping it in the family. Belshazzar, not to be confused with Belteshazzar, that's the new name for Daniel. But Daniel retains his name of Daniel, probably to not confuse us too much. He has brought everybody together, and they are having a drunken feast. And in this drunken feast, which is sinful in nature to start with, they're using the things that were supposed to be reserved for the temple of God. They were using those special cups and plates and the like. They were defiling it. And so in the same hour, Daniel 5, verse 5, came forth a man, the four fingers of a man's hand, and he wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. This is, you may have heard the expression, well, that he's seen the writing on the wall. Well, it comes from this passage, friends. But here's why. Not only would I like to be there to watch this man's hand appear, because it's evident it can be seen, but look at verse 6. The Bible says the king's countenance was changed. I would say so. His thoughts troubled him. I'd say so. So that the joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees smote one against another. Now, we get the knees part. His knees began knocking. But if you take that phrase, the joints of his loins were loose, and you take it back and you apply it, and you kind of just sit there and think, well, what's happening? Friends, there is a good chance he wet himself, if I could just be blunt here on this program. I'm not going to lie, I might have also. And so Belshazzar cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, Chaldean soothsayers, and says, I need an interpretation of what's happening. I don't understand, he says. And you will be a third ruler in the kingdom if you can grant my request. And he was greatly troubled. And his lords, they were astonished. They could not provide an answer. Now the queen, by reason of the words of the king, verse 10, and the Lord said, O king, live forever. Let not thy thoughts trouble thee, nor thy countenance be changed. There is a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods, and in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say, thy father made master of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. She basically says, you need to go get this Daniel. Because this Daniel has already proven himself to be one who can interpret things like this. Now, we know that Daniel's ability does not come from Daniel, but it comes from God. And so, verse 13, Belshazzar asked Daniel, says, are you that Daniel, which are of the children of the captivity of Judah, whom the king my father brought out of Jewry, or brought in as a captive? He says, I've heard of thee, that the spirit of the gods is in thee. Now, they're misunderstanding because they're thinking Jehovah God in heaven is just like an idol. But nonetheless, they realize there is something special about Daniel. Daniel answered before the king, said, let thy gifts be to thyself. He doesn't want these rewards. Yet I will read the writing, and I will make known unto you the interpretation. So what is the writing on the wall? Well, if you jump on down in verse 25... and this is the writing, Daniel 5 I'm reading from, that was written, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. And I'm glad that the Bible, the Holy Spirit, saw fit to tell me what that means, because it would take me a while to figure it out if I didn't. So verse 26, this is the interpretation, Mene, meaning God hath numbered thy kingdom and has finished it. Now he's told that twice. That's a Hebrew way of drawing emphasis when they repeat something, especially next to each other. So, Mene, Mene, God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balance and found wanting. You know, Johnny Cash sang that in a song about Belshazzar and Belshazzar. You know, the problem was God had been weighing out Belshazzar's reign, and it didn't equal out. So thou art weighed in the balance and found wanting. And then Perez, which is the root word of a parson, means thy kingdom is divided. And Perez literally means, and it's given to the Medes and the Persians. So they commanded Belshazzar, and he clothed Daniel with scarlet, put a chain of gold about his neck, and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. And that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain, and Darius the Median took the kingdom, being about 62 years old. So what do we see here? The interpretation is basically your kingdom has been numbered by God, and it is ending. And you've been weighed in the balance and found wanting. You didn't equal out. And because of this, your kingdom's going to be given to the Medes and the Persians. Now remember King Nebuchadnezzar's dream in Daniel chapter 2. The Babylonian Empire was the head of that statue. And then the middle section, the chest area, was the kingdom of the Medes and then the Persians. Working our way to the Roman Empire and the time of Christ. Now, God being true to his word, in verse 30, that night was the last night Belshazzar had because he was murdered. He was assassinated. He was killed. He no longer lived on this earth. And the Darius the Median, he is a Mede. Mede and Median are the same, took the kingdom. Now, Darius is about 62 years old. But something important we need to note before we have to close our program of study for today. Daniel is elevated to literally third in the kingdom, and he's kind of going to move up to almost being second in command, and that really sets the groundwork for our study, which we will begin, Lord willing, next time we can assemble in this medium in this same time. We're going to study Daniel chapter 6, and before you say, but wait, Brother Justin, I know the story of Daniel in the lion's den. Guess what? I do too. But every time I study it, I learn something else. So that's going to be our goal when we can reconvene. I do want to thank you for allowing me to spend some time with you here today. I will quickly close this program the way we have ended all of them. May the good Lord bless you. May He keep you. Please continue to pray. And thank you for listening to Reading the Word.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed. sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury.